our sins in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. God is so good. Yes, He is good. God is so good. Yes, He is now. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer.
Amen. So, Amen. Sister Kara, if you would kick off that song,
Let me turn it on here. Kick off that song and let's have a time of greeting and praising the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
continue as the healing process continues.
And this is one of our church members up in West Virginia that's watching tonight. And I know she's not out there playing in the snow. Sister Renalda, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, there is.
There is power in prayer from God's people. Amen.
Don't you mention that you're not up there tonight? It says it's 8 degrees up there.
8 degrees.
We're praying for you.
We've already prayed for everybody up there. And God answers prayer, doesn't he?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, let's continue to worship the Lord. What
yes,
do you say?
Let's continue to worship him. Pastor Nikki, you going to play us Nothing But the Blood?
Nothing But the Blood. That's our answer to everything. The blood covers us, protects us, and gives us eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiveness of sin. Yes.
All right, let's worship the Lord now. Let's talk about the blood of Jesus. Oh. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing that we'll ever experience that's any better than the love of Jesus, the love of God.
Amen. Let's sing that. Love lifted me.
Oh, I like this song. I do.
Yes.
Jesus completely saved.
Scenes that we don't ever see or recognize, but you're watching over your people. And we bring Brother Dean up before you, God, and ask you to watch over him tomorrow morning. God, that your hands be upon the hands of the surgeon, and God, that this operation will do what it's supposed to do.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you ahead of time that you love Brother Dean, Sister Lena, and the whole Myers family, and that your hand is upon your people here. And God, we ask you right now just give Brother Dean a miracle, God, that everything will just make him stronger and pain-free.
Yes.
We thank you for this offering we're about to receive. And Lord, I just pray nobody feel bad. If they don't have anything to put in, it's okay. It's just okay. We love you and thank you for supplying every need of our church and yes. that all the bills are paid.
Yes.
We love you in Jesus' name. And church says,
Amen.
Deacon Larry, would you come?
You know, Brother Larry's coming, Pastor Buck. I just want to say something. You know, last night, I don't know what caused it, but, you know, Karen and I went out for dinner, and as we were there, I got kind of lightheaded and the room began to kind of spin. And we got done eating and we come here and we were getting the music together. And we left and we went home. And I said, Kara, would you check my blood pressure? And for me, it was 102 over 60, which for me is kind of low. And all last night I was dizzy until I went to bed. You know how the old devil will work on your mind and plant thoughts in there. And so I thought, well, what if that's true? And then I said, no. I said, Lord, I know that can't be true. I said, because your word right here, the promises that we have in here. I said, that I know that's not true, because if it was, then your word would be a lie. Your word is not a lie. So I quickly, when the devil was trying to feel fear in there in my mind, I put it out. I said, I rebuke you, devil. Amen. And this morning, I tell you what, and tonight, I'm feeling so much better. You know, I don't know what it was, but I just know the Lord took care of it, Pastor Buck.
Amen.
Just want to give him praise.
Amen. And wait till you get to be my age. You have to fight that battle every day, one way or another.
Right.
But you learn, as the old song says, I'm learning to lean.
Yeah.
I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Hey, you got to be careful who you lean on.
That's
because
right.
If you're not leaning on Jesus, the person you lean on liable to fall with you.
You got that right.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Let's sing this song that says, change my heart, oh God. We can't change it on our own.
No.
We have to look to him for help, and he's the one that can do it.
Amen.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever. Make it ever true. You know, I look at others that we've, friends of ours and all, that we've known over the years. Some that are Christians, some that aren't Christians. And what God has done for us, just when you serve Him and you are faithful, and like Pastor Buck tells us, have clean hands and a pure heart. You don't have to chase after the signs and wonders. They will follow you. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have your Bibles tonight? Amen. Well, last Wednesday night, if you were here, I brought the message out of Matthew chapter 6 that gave us the ingredients of what to put into our prayers. And then on Sunday, Pastor Nikki brought us a message about putting on the mind of Christ. And if we want to put on the mind of Christ and we want to walk with Him, then we can't have a life full of sin. We can't have the dirty clothes, the filthy clothes that are stained with sin.
Amen.
It's time that we change those clothes, put on the new clothes. God does not want us to stay in filthy clothes, stained with sin. And when our life is filled with sin, we have nothing to offer God.
Amen.
Right.
We need God's favor, mercy, and forgiveness before we can experience renewal and restoration.
Amen.
And Zechariah 3:4, matter of fact, says in the King James, "And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee. I will clothe thee with change of raiment." So I've entitled tonight's message, Prayer of Restoration. And we will be reading out of Psalms 51, if you would like to turn there. And while you're turning there, I just want to tell you a little story. I was supposed to bring a couple of pictures to put up on the screen, but throughout the busy day I forgot. But I remember when Camden was a lot littler, at one of his birthday parties, he was sitting at the table. He had his birthday cake there in front of him. And he took it and he smeared it everywhere all over the table. All over his face, all over his hands, all over the table. Then when Kara asked him what he was doing, he gets this face on, that expression on that face of like, uh-oh, I've been caught. Now what? That face was like, no, Mommy, it wasn't me. I get that that is funny, but it's true that part of the human sin nature is the desire to hide things even though our guilt is clear. Now, the Bible tells us about a man named David. He sinned with Bathsheba. He attempted to cover up the sin, and then came to his senses by admitting his failures. So Psalms 51 provides the road to restoration we can all use to come clean and get a fresh new start. So let's look here at Psalms 51. It's 19 verses. Let's read here and see what we got. Starting at verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stains of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me, now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways, and then will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God, who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. You do not desire a sacrifice, or I would offer one. You do not want a burnt offering. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Look with favor on Zion and help her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with sacrifices offered in the right spirit, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will again be sacrificed on your altar. Let's pray. Dear precious Heavenly Father, I just pray now, Father God, that we would be able to grasp this word, that I feel like you're going to speak to us tonight, Father God, to help us, Father God, realize that there is sin in our life, Father God. We need to remove it so that we can get back on that right path that has us walking with you, Father God. Because apart from you, Father God, we are nothing, and we do not have that eternal life that you only offer us through you alone, Father God. And I thank you and I praise you, Father God. And just flow through me tonight, Father God. And I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
This moving prayer that we just read for restoration asks for God's favor, mercy, his forgiveness, and cleansing. And out of a broken spirit, the psalmist confesses and accepts responsibility for his sin. Then petitions God to remove his guilt and renew him inwardly. The psalmist then recommits himself to a lifestyle of wisdom and joy in the service of God and others. So now tonight I want to break down 4 points that will help us along our path of restoration, right here out of the book of Psalms chapter 51. Number 1, appeal to God's attributes. There are times We won't approach someone because we fear the response. How true is that? Rather, some of us, maybe our boss at work, or maybe a child afraid to approach their parent when they've done something wrong because they're afraid of how much trouble they're going to get in, right? But that here we see David approaches God with confidence by appealing to God's loving kindness, his tender mercies, and his cleansing power. Now, that's one thing that I'm so grateful for, that we never, ever have to be afraid to go and talk with Daddy Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And then point number two, we need to just simply admit our sin. After a season of trying to cover it up, we see that David now comes completely clean with God. And then notice the detail of his confession. The weight of the sin in verse number 3, it was always before him. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night.
Right.
And then the size of the sin. He sinned against Bathsheba and Uriah, but ultimately he rebelled against our Almighty God. And then the source of the sin. If you look at verse 5, for we all were born sinners. Don't the words say there's not an unjust man that goes even a single day without sinning? The truth about sin, verse 6, God's truth and wisdom is the standard. His truth must be the foundation of our heart and our soul.
Amen.
Point number 3, we need to ask for restoration. David's life and heart, well, it was a big mess. As like Sister Shirley would say if she was here. A big mess. He needed a total overhaul of his soul that only God could perform for him. Now think of it, just as stained glass, and we have one back here behind the screen. Stained glass windows are broken pieces of glass made into something beautiful, isn't it? So God takes our mess and can make a masterpiece of it. Here are the elements of restoration that David requested. Forgiveness, rejoicing, a clean heart, a steadfast spirit, renewed intimacy, joy of salvation, and a willing spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, if we go back up to rejoicing, verse 8, I want to read you here what my Bible's notes are, because, you know, I love this Bible. As Pastor Buck said, this Bible right here, or your Bible, is so much better than anything you could ever find off of the internet. This is God's Word. This is the truth. Number 8. Regaining joy is a gracious gift from God. Is it not? Then, number 10. A clean heart. Because we were all born sinners, our natural inclination is to please ourselves. Is that not?
Amen.
Rather than pleasing God. David followed that inclination when he took another man's wife. Now, like David, we must ask God to cleanse us from within, filling our heart and spirit with new thoughts and desires. A right conduct can come only from a clean heart and spirit. So ask God to create a pure heart and spirit in you. If you feel like there's something that's just not right in there. Then, number four, act on your new freedom. This covers verse 13 through 19. Why would we request a fresh move of God in our life only to return to the same old habits?
Right.
Them same old clothes, them same old filthy clothes stained with sin. A changed life means changed actions.
Amen.
David now desires to what? Verse 13. He points others towards God. Changed lives want to change other lives. I remember when I first started bringing the Word and doing the Bible studies for you guys. There was one night I brought the Word, and at the end of the message, there was a person that came up and raised their hand to want to come back to Jesus, to get rededicate their life to Him. And boy, I cannot tell you how my heart just swelled so big that night. And as a matter of fact, Pastor Buck was up, I think, in West Virginia. And I had to call him that night after the service was over. And I was like almost a kid at Christmas time, running down there to rip the paper off and open up a present. I said, Pastor Buck, somebody recommitted their life to Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Yes, let's give them praise. David praised God for the victory. And provided proper sacrifice. Verse 16 and 17. Well, the best offering we can bring God is ourselves.
Amen.
So, like I said at the beginning, the mess that little Camden made with the cake covering everything, there was no way he would be able to clean it up on his own. The only solution to recovering from his mess was to get outside help. And that outside help was Kara. So in the same way, I'm trying to break this down real simple. Our sin cannot be addressed by our own efforts. Only through the work of God can we ever be made whole. And this psalm expresses one of the clearest examples of repentance in the Scriptures. Countless broken sinners have found in these words an exquisite expression of their deeply felt need for God's mercy and forgiveness. David's confession has helped people examine excuses. Because I'm sure I can raise my hand and everyone in here, we all can think of hundreds of excuses to make for our sins. In the past, now, whatever, right? So, also, our half-hearted repentances and lack of sorrow over sin that can keep them or us from experiencing a pardon. David's words also demonstrate the place of hope within confession. So use this psalm as a starting point when dealing with a sense of distance or with guilt that is affecting your relationship with God. It will help you identify and rectify sin in your life, but through confession and repentance.
Amen.
So go ahead and let's admit that we've been hiding our big mess. And God will take care of the cleanup. So Pastor Buck, if you'll come. And with this message, I want to ask if there's anybody whether you're sitting in here or even if you're watching on live stream, if there's anybody that feels like they're dealing with those filthy, stained clothes of sin and want to get back on that repentance, restoration path tonight. And you know what? Let's bow our heads if we would everybody not looking around. Pastor Buck, come on up here with me. If there's anybody that just feels like they've slipped away from God and want to be brought back to Him tonight, could you raise your hand?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Buck, would you like to lead us in prayer and close us out?
Yes. What a good word tonight. Sin is a word that a lot of my brothers and sister pastors throughout this land, something they stay away from. They want to preach two cars in your garage, money in your pocket, perfect health. But the message that Jesus sent the disciples out to preach was that Jesus came to save us from our sins.
Amen.
He never said that you could have everything you want in this life. He never said that good people would not have problems. And this is something I've noticed being a pastor, being a Christian for a long, long time, is that some people are not sorry for the sin. They're sorry they got caught.
Come on. That is true.
I think I need to say that again. In my experience, being a pastor and a preacher, I have witnessed people that wasn't sorry for their sin, but they were sorry that they got caught. And what does the Bible say about sin? Be sure your sins
will
find you out. Amen. 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 I'm just so happy that he's getting the word in him. I am so happy about that. But I'm so thankful that when I say, Jesus, I'm sorry, it's gone. It'll never be brought up again. And every day is a new beginning.
Yes.
When we start our day out with prayer, every day is a new beginning.
Yes.
God loves us.
Yes, He does.
All heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Well, I know they throwed a party in heaven when I repented of my sins and got saved. Wow. All heaven shook. Bad boy, bad to the bone, has come to the Lord.
Amen.
What a good service tonight. We just love each and every one of you. We praise God for you. We pray right now that you'll take this word home with you and chew on it a while.
Yes.
You know, preaching about sin is like getting a tough steak. You cut it up, and immediately when you put the knife in there, you know it's tough. And dealing with sin is tough.
Yes.
Hard to chew.
What you put it, Pastor Nikki, what'd you say?
Hard to chew.
It's hard to chew, but you have to chew it a lot longer than a tender piece.
That's right. We don't like to admit our prideful selves. We don't like our sins being pointed out.
Well, Pastor Chris, you can stand up here, and I can stand up here, and Pastor Nick can stand up here and tell you all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And leave sin out of it. And boy, y'all just eat that up. That's so easy, isn't it?
Filet
mignon. Filet mignon. But when you talk about sin, that makes it a little tougher, don't it?
Yes.
So take this home and chew on it a while. Chew on it until you can swallow it.
Amen.
You ever got a bad piece of meat, toast tough, you chewed it and chewed it, and wouldn't go down, you just spit it out.
Absolutely.
You turn your head to where nobody pay attention, go, I've done that. Pastor Nikki's coming up here.
This is another Psalm of David, and I want to add it to what you take home and chew on. Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Amen.
Don't you love the Lord?
Yes.
Whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Do you remember how it felt when you were convicted about something and you just couldn't get away from it? It was just horrible. But David said, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. He brought it out before the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
Amen.
I was 18 years old. And I was in college. And a sin of fornication was about to be revealed. And I didn't want anybody to know about it. You know, we want to hide our sin. I thought I would maybe just run away, not tell my parents or anybody where I was, and start a new life somewhere. But I had my Bible with me. And I did one of these, oh God, please give me something. And I opened it and went like that, plunk. And here was Psalm 32. And I acknowledged my sin unto the Lord, and I didn't hide it. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. And do you know, the Lord didn't allow that sin to come out in the open at that time. And I was so thankful I stayed in college and finished it out. And that was one of the first times, I wasn't born again at the time, but I believed in God, and God was showing me that he was there and that he wanted me to seek him with all of my heart. And he wanted me to know that he would answer my prayers. And that was one of the things that I look back on. They call them God winks. But it's just a little way of saying, I'm here. I will forgive.
Amen.
And he did forgive me. And he covered it over. He totally covered over that sin back then. So I share that with you tonight just as a personal testimony to how that psalm, the psalm of David and the sin that he committed, and how the Lord forgave me. And I know that I know that my whole life is open before the Lord. I don't hide anything from him anymore. There's nothing to hide because he knows it all anyway.
That's right.
Which you all know. But it's wonderful to have a Father, a Heavenly Father, that we can go to through the blood of Jesus, his Son, and have our hearts washed. Amen. Each day. Amen. Of any sin, any thought, anything that's not pleasing to God. Washed. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Washed whiter than snow.
Washed whiter than snow, and I praise him. I just thank him so much.
Amen. Well, you got your three. Wait just a minute, Pastor Nikki. You got your three pastors up here, and we want to try to keep our life pure before God.
Amen.
And pure before our church.
Yes.
Yes.
And I can assure you that if I do something I shouldn't, God don't leave me alone until I get it under the blood.
Tell me about it.
So
I can't sleep at night.
Yes. So that's good. Well, that's called the Holy Ghost working in your life. So let's close tonight and praise the Lord. Just love you.
She's love sweet,
you.
Ain't she?
Love you. Yes, she is. Love each and every one of you. All of you are sweet.
Amen. So thankful that all of y'all came out tonight on such a cold night.
Yeah.
Goes to show how hungry you are for more of Jesus.
And isn't it wonderful that our sin is covered by the blood?
Yes.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time together.
Yes.
And Lord, we just ask you right now to go with us and give us the strength to battle the rest of the week till we can meet again. And Lord, we thank you that you showed up here tonight with truth. Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? And the truth was right there before him. Jesus, you were standing right in front of him. And he did not even know the truth. And that's the way this world is. The world doesn't know truth. And truth is right there in front of them. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Till we come back again. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.